GrowGate Daily Brief number 150, Tuesday, February the 5th, 2019. Let's talk about chasing customers. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. I am your host here at the GrowGate Podcast. Website is growgrate.com. As a business operator, you can chase any number of things, and each pursuit is different, and you should know the risks and the rewards, and there's a ton of things that we could talk about. I was thinking there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are chasing fame. They want celebrity. Well, I'm not talking about that kind of pursuit. Instead, I'm talking about the things that are necessary for us to build and grow our business. Things like cash, maybe things like products, inventory, maybe things like services, new services. There are many of us that are chasing employees. We're trying to up our talent pool. And of course, customers. The first thing that most businesses have to chase, customers. Because until you have a customer, you don't have a business. Every business needs people willing to trust us to buy whatever it is we are selling. So finding and acquiring customers is a big, big topic. There's tons of information about it. It's what marketing and selling are all about. Tons and tons and tons of experts out there willing to share their insights on how we can improve those things, how we can do those things. You would think that just everything's been thought of already, right? And everything, it's all been written about. It's all been promoted. It's all well known by now. And frankly, that's probably true. It probably has all been written and talked about, except the tactical part, right? I mean, the tools, they're always changing. Human behavior just adapts and adjusts as well. But the principles they're likely tried and true. The difference is kind of like a diet program. You have to figure out what resonates for you. You have to find out what works for you. Well, chasing customers can be like any of these pursuits, exhausting. But there's one thing about chasing customers that's different from some other business building and growth pursuits. The more quickly that you're able to get customers, the more encouraged you are that your business is valid or that you're on the right path. And when we go into slumps or we have a failure to capture customers, it can be supremely discouraging. And it may mean, it may not, but it may mean the idea isn't valid. It may mean go back to the drawing board. Now, it may mean something else completely different, and it can be depressing. It can be daunting to try to figure out what's wrong. Is anything wrong? Is my approach wrong? Is my verbiage wrong? Why can't I get customers, or why can't I get more customers? And it could be a million things, and that makes this pursuit really difficult, and frankly, it can drive us crazy when we're struggling, especially. And of course, you know I'm a big opponent of going crazy. I mean, the trifecta of business building: get a new customer, serve existing customers better, not go crazy in the process. Well, it's necessary to chase customers. It has got to be the first pursuit above all the others, because frankly, everything else can wait. When you're starting out, even cash has to wait, kind of, sort of, because, well, your path to cash, customer. Well, does that sound too adversarial? I got to thinking about this. I get it. I don't mean it like that. I mean it in chasing something good, like pursuing something valuable and like accepting the responsibility that you need to influence the outcome, not just wait for something to happen. So don't be bashful to pursue customers. In fact, let me more properly define chase or pursue. I do not mean cornering people, coercing people, or even really selling people. Selling people is ideally, for me, giving people the opportunity to make up their own mind by supplying them with the true value that you can provide. Largely, it's educating people on what's possible. It's not manipulating people into doing what you want. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example because, well, it's just easier to pick on myself than it is somebody else. And I'm not saying that what I do is perfect. I'm not saying that what I do is even ideal. I think you need to figure it out for yourself and do what works for you. Everybody has to do what feels appropriate for them. I'm simply sharing my experience in hopes that you can find some value and it can help you figure this out for yourself. My objective in chasing customers is to first get people's attention. Then inform them, educate them, if you please, on what I'm able to do to help them. And then let them decide. It's pretty simple for me. I don't talk anybody into or out of anything, ever. I respect whatever decision people want to make. And I am aware that they may decide based on my ineptness to properly convey what I want. I don't always say exactly what I might would like to say, but that's how it goes. I'm not perfect. They're not perfect. You're not perfect. And so if I miss out on an opportunity to work with somebody, or they miss out on an opportunity to work with me just because I kind of botched the effort, well, that's just the price we both have to pay, I guess. I'm always more interested in the prospect and their business. If you happen to get with me on the phone, I'm going to ask you about your business and about yourself. And it's not going to be an interrogation, nor is it going to be some convoluted qualifying process. It's just going to be a friendly conversation so that I can get to know you better. Now, sales coaches would be highly critical of me and my process. I don't care. I know who I am. I know what feels right to me. And those folks can judge me all they want because they don't have to live my life. I have to. And so I want to encourage you to roll the way that you have to roll. Stop trying to fool people. Don't pretend. Don't act. Just be you. And if prospects don't like it, be happy to live with the outcome. It's the old age maxim. You have to be willing to be hated by some in order to be loved by others. Now, for me, I don't mind telling you up front, the big issue for me is that conversation can be so friendly. And because we are so conditioned with so many people trying to sell us, people can be initially a little bit leery, wondering, okay, what's this really all about? If I were to put a percentage on the phone call, I'd say 95% or more of the time is spent in me learning all that I can about somebody. Probably way less than 5%, maybe even 1%, is spent telling them, here's who I am and what I do, the solution, the value that I might be able to offer. Now, that likely isn't ideal for me, but it feels right to me. And I'm sure I could close more business if I were pushier, but I'm not pushy. I treat everybody the way that I want to be treated. I don't ever want to corner a prospect, but almost every day I encounter people selling me, trying to sell me, and they are perfectly willing. I can't make sure how happy they are about it, but they are obviously willing to try to corner me. Well, try to corner me and it will not go well for you. I will hang up feeling awful about myself. You're not going to feel good about it. Everybody's going to lose. It's just too high a risk for the other person and for me. So I never do it. Never do it. So for me, chasing and pursuit look an awful lot like a friendly, deep conversation that ends in a polite invitation. I will tell you that almost 100% of my conversations go very deep, very quickly. And it's fascinating to me why. Number one, I think people, there's some vibe that I'm able to put off. I think people know that I'm genuine. I think that comes across. I hope it does for you as you're clicking play. But the other thing is, it just proves to me how rare it is for people to act interested in us. So when I'm asking somebody about themselves and it's not an interrogation and it's not like I've got some big qualifying Excel spreadsheet that I'm trying to check a box, people know I'm genuinely interested. I want to know. And that's such a rare thing. And people are pretty anxious. We're all pretty anxious to tell somebody about our problems and our troubles. If only anybody would listen. Well, I'm that guy. And so it ends with a polite invitation. And if people accept my invitation, that's great. And if they don't, I don't judge them. I don't get angry. I don't feel like sometimes I can feel like I blew it, but usually not. And sometimes I'm really not sure. Sometimes I'm quite sure I do blow it. That's just how it goes because life is not perfect and neither am I. Newsflash, you aren't either. If we don't ask, we don't get. When you believe in what you're doing, and I absolutely believe in what I'm doing, then extending an invitation is a perfectly honorable thing to do. I mean, would you hesitate to hand somebody an invitation to a celebration because you really want them to attend, but you're afraid they may not want to? Or you're afraid they may have something else scheduled? No, of course not. You want to give them the opportunity to attend. you really would like them to attend. But it's up to them whether they attend. And unlike that birthday party or whatever other celebration it might be, don't put a negative spin on the outcome. If they accept, that's great. If they refuse, it doesn't mean they hate you. It doesn't mean they hate your birthday party. It could mean any number of things. Don't let your imagination go wild. I bring that up because people don't invite people to do business with them because they make the decision for their prospect. Well, who gave you that right? They don't have the right to figure it out for themselves. I'm constantly, you hear me all the time in this podcast, urging you to figure it out. I'm not offended if you don't do exactly what I do. I'm only offended if you don't try to learn, to understand, and grow. I want a better outcome for you. If that doesn't come across in this podcast, well, then I'm failing miserably. I don't spend my time spinning content into some subtle sales pitch. Sometimes I will tell you exactly what I'm doing. I will ask if you are interested. I will direct you to a place on the website where you can go if you have any interest. But that happens so rarely. I'm often, you know, the number one criticism I receive as a podcaster with this podcast, you're not selling anything. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be leveraging the podcast for business, and you're doing a poor job of that. Well, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm peddling ideas. I'm peddling encouragement, mostly. I want people to grow great. If I can contribute with this podcast and never collect a single dollar from you, that's great. I'm happy to have that outcome. Why else would I do this if I weren't happy with that outcome? But if you check me out and you think that a coach could help accelerate your growth in your business and you think that I might be a good fit for you, well, then that's also a great outcome. My chasing customers, it looks the same either way, because I want you to get what you need to grow great, period. Now, it doesn't make me better or worse than anybody. Listen, it's just how I roll, right or wrong. It just is what it is. It's my personal commitment to how I need to roll in order to be happy with myself. I want you to be happy with yourself too. I do want you to grow your business, and I do want you to get more customers, and I do want you to invite more people to the party. There you go. So be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.